WH sets record straight. Democrats are affordability frauds and voted against the tax relief Americans are experiencing. By Hannah Knudsen on April 16, 2026. Democrats are affordability frauds who would happily have handed the American people the largest tax hike in U.S. history. The Trump White House made clear this week, dismantling the narrative of Democrats who suddenly have a penchant for the issue of affordability. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said on Wednesday, April 15, otherwise known as the ever-dreaded tax day, that President Donald Trump and Republicans have saved Americans thousands of dollars, as promised. As we have seen this tax season, President Trump's working families' tax cuts have put a historic amount of money back into the pockets of the American people this year. She said, flanked by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Small Business Administrator Kelly Loeffler. On Independence Day last year, President Trump signed the largest tax cut in history for working and middle-class Americans, Leavitt said. That, she added, included the highly popular no tax on tips policy. They also passed unprecedented tax relief for small businesses, farmers, workers and families. With Tax Day officially here, the numbers prove these tax cuts have been nothing short of extraordinary. She said, revealing that 53 million filers claimed at least one of President Trump's signature new tax cuts. Further, she said, the average refund this filing season is over $3,400. Bessent expanded on those stats, noting that more than 45% of tax return filers have used at least one of Trump's core signature policies. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, the deductions for our great seniors, and the deductibility of interest on auto loans for American-made cars. Further, 5 million families have filed for Trump accounts for their children. And of those, 1.2 million are eligible for the $1,000 seed bonus. The Trump administration has issued more refunds and larger refunds than in any year of the history of our country, Leavitt said, contrasting this with the picture Democrats are attempting to paint. She said, President Trump and Republicans in Congress have always believed that the American people know how to spend their money better than the government does. But what the American people must not forget is that every single Democrat in Congress voted against these tax refunds. The media has largely omitted this fact and other critical details in their stories covering the benefits of the Trump tax cuts. If the Democrats in Congress had gotten their way and blocked President Trump's historic legislation, Americans would have faced the largest tax hike in history, nearly $4 trillion. She explained that the average taxpayer would have seen a 22% increase in their tax rates if Democrats had had their way. Democrats in Congress have proven over and over again that they are the affordability frauds who believe the government should keep more of the American people's hard-earned money, she emphasized. This president and Republicans in Congress fundamentally believe that Americans deserve to keep more of their hard-earned paychecks. It's a clear contrast for American families to keep in mind. Indeed, in July 2025, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, was able to get the big, beautiful bill across the finish line in a very narrow 218-214 vote. Every single Democrat voted against it, the House clerk's records show. Trump warned Democrats last year that they would lose support from the American people if they voted against tax relief. But now, months ahead of the midterm election, Democrats are conveniently very concerned about affordability, hoping Americans do not remember the inflationary policies of the Biden administration or the fact that leftist lawmakers have voted against policies saving Americans money. Failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris, D, is one of those individuals hoping Americans have a poor memory. As she raises concerns about gas prices, she is apparently slow to remember that the Biden administration oversaw rampant food inflation as well as the highest gas prices on record to date.